Our next speaker is our own Jill Gilkerson, and she is the Language Research Director at the Lena Foundation. Welcome, Jill.
I just wanted to start out by thanking all of you for coming and presenting your research. I can't tell you how much it means to all of us at the Foundation, those of us who are employees there, to be able to meet you and talk to you and hear about the things you're doing. It's really a huge shot in the arm for all of us. So thank you for making the effort and coming out, and thank you for the wonderful work you're doing. Today, I'm going to be talking about some advancements we've made at the Lena Foundation with respect to our approach to early screening. As you all know, one of the goals of the Lena Foundation is to provide parents and professionals with feedback about a child's language environment and their development, especially with the goal of flagging children who have issues to get them into intervention early and to hopefully change their trajectories, their developmental trajectories. So we're always looking for new ways to use the technology to do this, and I'm happy to say that we have, over the past year, incorporated a new algorithm into our screening approach that will help professionals automatically identify children who are at risk. What? Oh, it's not on. Thanks. So, okay. Aha, I figured. All right, sorry about that. I won't repeat everything I said. Hopefully you got some of it. We've incorporated a new algorithm into our screening service that will provide information about at-risk probability for autism. And so I'll be talking a little bit more detail about that later in a few minutes, but I just wanted to start out kind of reminding everybody what we have been doing. As you all know, the Lena system will automatically assess a full day recording and provide percentile rankings on adult word counts, conversational terms, child vocalizations, and TV / electronic media. Although what we've been hearing about today has really been focused on research, Lena, as it was originally conceptualized, was to be used as a clinical tool. So this is an example of a feedback report, an output report of a child who has Down syndrome. So you can see this child recorded from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. I just wanted to point out a couple of ways that a clinician can use this information to counsel a parent or to get a conversation going about the importance of talk. First of all, you can see we have, this is a composite report, so you can see child vocalizations, conversational terms, and adult word count all time synced. You can see that a word count is not very high and terms are very low, but vocalizations are actually close to the norm. They're close to the 50th percentile. So it's as if the child is talking to herself. So this is a great way, a great opportunity to show a parent what's happening in the homes and show them these missed opportunities for engaging with their child. Also, if you take a look at the audio environment, the yellow is what represents TV. You can see that the TV was on a fair amount of the day. However, the 1 hour, the 7 p.m. hour where the TV was not on is the hour that the adult word count was the highest. So this is another way you can, you know, facilitate a dialogue with parents. You know, look what happens when you turn off the TV and you get a book out and read a book. So, you know, this is absolutely something that can be used as a clinical tool, and people are using it with very good results. So in addition to our automatic reports, we also have a parent questionnaire called the Lena Developmental Snapshot. And this is a questionnaire that just provides information about the child's language skills. It's a 52-item questionnaire, and it's filled out online. So it's basically a yes-no response. You indicate whether the child is exhibiting these skills or whether they have not yet started to show them. If a parent answers no or not yet 5 times in a row, they stop filling out the questionnaire and it's automatically scored. And it will provide information, an estimate of the child's language development with respect to expressive and receptive language. And you'll see a chart like this where if the child is significantly below the mean, then they'll be in the shaded area and we'll recommend that they get a comprehensive evaluation with an SLP. So in addition to those two things, we have recently added an ASD risk probability to our screening approach. And this includes two measures. The first one is an automatic measure of the vocal output of the child, which will compute a probability that the child is at risk for ASD. As well, we include a behavior questionnaire for the parent, where the parent answers a number of questions about their child's behavior related to ASD. So I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on that now. The science behind our automatic autism screen is based on the science that was established in the PNAS paper that came out last year. Kim Aller and colleagues showed that LENA technology could be used to automatically differentiate children with autism from children without ASD, based solely on an automatic analysis of their vocal output. This approach used 12 parameters that were established in the literature to be indicative of the vocal behavior of children with autism. We have, over the past few years, been exploring other approaches to, what to look for in the vocal output of the children. And what we're doing now at the foundation is taking a slightly different approach, where we're letting the data tell us which parameters should be of interest. So we're letting the computer cull through all of the vocal output of our children and let us know, what those vocal features are that we should be putting into our calculation for risk for ASD. I won't go into detail on this, but there's two statistical methods that we use that we incorporate into our analysis. One is called the phone-based method. And the other one is a cluster method. And the phone method basically looks at the distribution of the sounds that the child produces. And the cluster-based method looks at that sound distribution in hundreds of different dimensions. And that's about the extent to which I understand it. So I'm going to move on. Oh, wait, there's more. Looking at the phone-based method, there are 50 parameters that seem to be important in differentiating children with autism, and the cluster approach produced 63 parameters of interest. So this is now 113 parameters that go into a linear discriminant analysis, and that results in a posterior probability for ASD risk. I'm going to talk for a few minutes about the psychometrics of the automatic screen. So in order to test the algorithm, we had three different test samples. We had typically developing children, children with language delays, and children diagnosed with ASD. Obviously, it's important to have the children with language delay because a lot of people worried that we were just picking up on language delay. Because these children, our ASD sample certainly did have language delay as well as ASD. In this 2x2 matrix, you can see we've collapsed the language delay and the typically developing kids into one group called the non-ASD group. There are 155 children row-wise in our non-ASD group. And you can see that of the 77 children with ASD, 68% of them were flagged as being at risk, and 137 of those 155 non-ASD kids were correctly labeled as not being at risk. So I have included here the sensitivity and specificity. This is at an equal error rate, and you can see both are at 88%, which is quite good considering the fact that it's completely automatic. There's no human intervention whatsoever. I just want to include this slide because everybody always thinks that, if you include the delay, if you collapse the delay in typical kids, that's cheating. It's harder to distinguish the delay from the SD. So this 2x2 just shows the performance of the classification system between ASD and the language delay kids. So you can see that 42 of the 49 children with language delays were correctly labeled as not being at risk, and 7 were mislabeled. So we still have pretty good sensitivity and specificity when we're looking at that distinction. At the foundation, obviously, we believe that multiple measures are necessary when assessing behavior. And so in addition to this automatic screen, we also have a behavior questionnaire that parents complete, and this was developed at the foundation. It's a very short questionnaire, and it's based on the DSM-IV criteria for diagnosing autism. It has three subscales: communication, social interaction, and restrictive and repetitive behavior. And there are four items of focus in each one of these subscales. If a parent endorses four items in at least two subscales, then they're considered to have failed the screen. So we incorporate the automatic portion and the questionnaire to provide an overall risk. A child will only receive high risk on the autism screen if they get a 6 or 7 on our automatic portion and they fail the questionnaire. So we've kind of converted the posterior probabilities into a 7-point scale for the automatic assessment. If a child receives a 6 or a 7, then they're considered to be high probability for ASD risk. If they fail either the automatic portion or the questionnaire, but not the other, then they're considered moderate risk, and passing both is obviously low risk. So now we have three components to what we call the LENA Language and Autism Screen. And this is a screening service that we offer online. So parents or professionals will order online. The parents will complete the questionnaires online and we'll send out the recording materials. So parents record for one day, they send it back to us, we process it on our supercomputer and provide results for the parents. So as I said, the language development score is based on the snapshot responses. The 52-item questionnaire takes about 6 to 20 minutes to complete. This is an example of an output report that a professional would receive if they order the screen. So you can see in the middle of the report, we have just a very clear layout of the results. So this child on the developmental snapshot was at 13 months, and up at the top you can see the child was 31 months of age. So this is less than 75% of age, and we report to the professional that the child needs to be given, or the parent, that the child needs a comprehensive evaluation. The language environment obviously is the LENA reports. So in the middle here, we've got percentiles for the four core measures. And then the autism screen component combines their probability score with a behavior questionnaire. And those are also reported here. You can see that this child was scored high on the automatic portion and was labeled as being at risk also on the questionnaire. So this child will be referred. We recommend that a parent who gets this information should take it to their pediatrician to try and get a comprehensive evaluation. Okay. So, in sum, the LENA Language and Autism Screen, or what we call the LLAS, provides clinicians and researchers with a comprehensive picture of language development and environment. It's completely based on natural behavior, and this is data collected unobtrusively throughout the day. In addition to language development environment, now we can obtain crucial information about screening for ASD risk through the LENA recordings. And that is all I have. So, thank you.